You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Good afternoon, good morning, and maybe even a good evening to all our amazing, blessed listeners of Radio Maria Canada. How are you this morning, precious listeners? This is your host, Christina Doyle. I'm with our program called The Father's Quilt every Tuesday and Friday afternoon here at Radio Maria from 1 o'clock to 1:30. And so let's begin our program with a wonderful honor to our beautiful Blessed Mother. Let's give a Hail Mary. Ready? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Well, precious listeners, here we are. It's Friday, and here in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, it really does look like an autumn day. It's nice and cool. It's windy. We've had rain, and the leaves have changed color. Woohoo! It's something beautiful to see. So I thought today let's talk about something that we so desperately need, and that's peace. I'm going to read you a Bible scripture from John 16, and oftentimes I will refer to Bible scriptures, so if you have your pen ready, you can always refer to them later on. John 16, I have told you these things so that you will have peace in me. In the world you will have trouble, but take courage. I have conquered the world. What troubles are you facing in life right now, dear listeners? Are you letting those worries and trials keep you from maintaining your own interior peace? Our God, our amazing God, our loving God, is so much bigger than those burdens. He has conquered them. Do not allow yourself to lose peace. For the devil knows that you are at your weakest when he has caused you to lose the interior peace you have in Christ. God promises us he has everything under his control. Trust in that, listeners. It is a fact that over 40 million Americans suffer from an anxiety disorder of some kind. And there are no doubt that there are countless others that live with severe anxiety but are undiagnosed. You know, ladies and gentlemen, our society is one of the most stressed out, fearful, and frantically busy in the history of mankind. With the pace fueled by technology that never existed before, we may not be at war, but yet we are far from at peace. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, Jesus promised his anxious disciples. But he does not stop there. He adds, not as the world gives, do I give it to you. What is the difference between the peace of Christ gives and the peace the world gives? Put simply, the peace of the world is based entirely on circumstances, while the peace of Christ flows from the heart and can exist even in the most painful and chaotic moments. Thank goodness we have a living God. Keep in mind, listeners, that Jesus spoke these words knowing that his disciples would suffer a great deal. He warned them that they would be beaten, arrested, and otherwise persecuted everywhere they went. It's not very reassuring, is it? And yet, paradoxically, despite these trials that there were yet to come, he promised them a great peace. Have you had that peace from God? Have you felt it? Or do you feel so alone and you think, where is God? Where can I find my peace? How do we find peace in this chaos of life? The answer is very simple. Though it's difficult to practice, we must conform our will perfectly to the will of God. In every circumstance, in every trial of life, we must say, like Jesus Christ, "Thy will be done." And like Mary, "Be it done unto me according to thy word." It's a powerful, powerful statement to say, and it's so important to embrace it into your heart, to make it part of your body, your whole spirit, to say it over and over again. "Be it done unto me according to thy word." He who embraces God's will completely and with the whole heart, even though he may not understand it, will remain in perfect peace. And what does this look like practically? Well, it means living in the present moment. So much of the anxiety that comes from worrying about the past or the future, neither of which can be changed. Even though we know it is useless, we often expend untold emotional energy worrying. Oh my gosh, you'd think I wrote this for me, huh, listeners? I feel like I've been the queen of worry. And when I read and I talk with you and I share my prayers with you, I too am embracing it in my heart, because I, like you, am with the sins and I'm not perfect, and I try very hard to embrace God's word into my life and to be more Christ-like, to be more obedient to him. But it is so good for us to hear it, to know that we have to live in the present. We have to live in the now. This is most important. Don't think about yesterday. Yesterday is gone. Don't think about tomorrow. Tomorrow has yet to come. Think about right now, where you are. Don't think about, oh, it's so terrible where I am right now. Oh, it's just awful. Think about that God has a plan for you, and God has his hand on you the whole time. You don't have to worry. He has his hands, his big arms around you. He loves you, precious listeners. He loves you. He wants to take care of you. Let him take care of you by letting go. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for all of us. Face the trials of the present moment calmly. Take a deep breath and let go and say, "Lord, I know you have this in your hands," entrusting your past and your future to God. Second, it means accepting the circumstances of life, the good and the not so good, my precious listeners, without impatient resistance, realizing that everything is either positively willed or at least allowed by God. I'll say that again. Accept the circumstances that you are in life right now. That everything is either positively willed or at least allowed by God. This can be incredibly difficult to do in practice, and yet it is the only way to find true peace. Say, for example, you're driving to work and your tire goes flat. Practically speaking, hours of your day will be likely wasted trying to get the tire fixed. It is a huge annoyance. How could God wish to ruin my day like this? Doesn't he know I have an important presentation to do today? And yet our anger and impatience accomplishes what? Nothing. Only a humble acceptance of and a submission to the will of God revealed in our daily circumstances, even if we hardly understand them, will bring us peace. And finally, it means trust. Trust in the goodness of God. I believe many of us are afraid to completely abandon ourselves to the will of God because we are afraid of what it might mean. We are afraid that God is going to hurt us, and so we hold on to our will, never surrendering it to God. And in doing so, may give us a temporary illusion of control, but in reality, we are hardly the masters of our fate. We like to think, right? I mean, I have a calendar in front of me, and I have some dinner dates here. But if God wills it, and he so allows it, then I will fulfill those obligations. And if I'm not, and God doesn't want me to do that, then that is his will, his decision. He is the master plan of every of our life. And this is the thing, the realization we all have to come to grips with. And it isn't an easy one, but it is the truth. And this is what I'm telling you today. To find peace is to accept the will of God and that God has control of your life. And you say, well, Christina, I'm here in a prison. I'm here on a palliative care. I'm here in a retirement home. I didn't choose this. No, but we are sinners. But God allowed it for a reason. And you say, well, what could that be? It's not all my fault. But it's not a blame. God allows things for us in order for us to grow closer to him. Remember, what is our purpose here on this earth? It's not to worry about financial and material things and things like these. It is to realize that our purpose is to serve God. And you have a purpose right there in your jail cell. You have a purpose. You must give your testimony, and you must walk the talk of Jesus. You must be more Christ-like. Now is your chance. Here's your opportunity to show others how God is truly good, and that you have peace in your heart, and that you have accepted your circumstances where you are. And maybe you are faced with something very frightening in a health. And so then, again, realize, believe with all your might that God knows that. He knew it ahead of you did. True peace can only be found in loving confidence in the goodness of God. God is good, and he loves you far more than you can ever imagine. Trust him with your past and your present and your future. He will not let you down. I want to read to you a precious little prayer. And perhaps you can pray it each morning. And as I say, I'm just an email away at quilt, Q-U-I-L-T, at radiomaria.ca. O Lord, grant me to greet the coming day in peace. Help me in all things to rely upon thy holy will. In every hour of the day, reveal thy will to me. Bless my dealings with all who surround me. Teach me to treat all that comes to me throughout the day with peace of soul and with the firm conviction that thy will governs all. In all my deeds and words, guide my thoughts and feelings. In unforeseen events, let me not forget that all are sent by thee. Teach me to act firmly and wisely, without embittering or embarrassing others. Give me strength to bear the fatigue of this coming day with all that it will bring. Direct my will. Teach me to pray. Pray thou thyself in me. Amen. Isn't that beautiful, listeners? Don't you feel wonderful when you hear God's word? It is the most, it's food for our body. We need this for our spirit so that we can be at peace no matter what storms we face. And we are facing them, aren't we? Precious listeners, we're not, none of us walk around this earth without a struggle or something we have to face. And we will face them all the time while we're on this earth. But while we're on this earth, let's be a walking image of God and show our Lord Jesus that we love him too by being more like him. Pope Francis said, "Beware the false peace that comes from the devil." And here is his words. "I would say finding peace in the Lord, that peace only Jesus can give in work and in chores," the Pope said in response to the question posed by one of the youth he met. "The key is finding that peace, which means that the Lord is with you and helps you." Pope Francis then stressed the importance of knowing how to tell the difference between peace from God and the false peace offered by the devil. "True peace," he said, "always comes from Jesus and is sometimes wrapped in the cross, while the other false peace kind of makes you kind of happy, and it comes from the devil. We have to ask for this grace to distinguish, to know true peace. We might think everything is okay and that we're doing good. Way down inside is the devil. The devil always destroys. He tells you this is the way and then leaves you alone. A sign of this peace," Francis said, "is joy, because true joy is something that only Jesus can give." Isn't that a wonderful, wonderful testimony by our Pope to tell us this, our Father, that believing in Jesus will give us true peace and laying it down at the cross and saying, "Lord Jesus, bring peace into my heart. Help me find my peace. Encourage me with peace." "Conflict is normal," says Pope Francis, "when so many different cultures exist in one country," the Pope observed. "But there must be mutual respect in order for these conflicts to be resolved." He said that dialogue is the best resolution to the great social problems of today, and he pointed out to the persecution of Christians in the Middle East as an example of when one culture doesn't respect the identity or faith of another. He said, "Respect, look for the good in it, respect. Conflicts are resolved with respect for the identity of others. And conflicts are always resolved with dialogue." The Bible, my dear friends, is filled with verses that can bring peace in the middle of struggles and worries and fear. If we ask God, he promises us his peace that passes understanding. That understanding is our limited understanding, not his. It's us. We have a problem, not God. We have to come to him and say, "Lord, I am without peace. I'm really stressed out and I'm worried, but I'm going to cast all that to you, Lord, and give it to you. And I know and I trust that you are listening and you're going to help me." And the best thing you can do when you are filled with anxiety and worry is to find a quiet place to pray. And read scripture, my friends. Read the Bible. Here is 1 Thessalonians 5. I want to read to you. 1 Thessalonians 5. "But we appeal to you, brothers and sisters," 5:12, by the way, "to respect those who labor among you and have charge of you in the Lord and admonish you. Esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves, and we urge you, beloved, to admonish the idlers encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with all of them. See that none of you repays evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to all. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. May the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do this. Isn't that wonderful, dear listeners? It's so beautiful. And now a wonderful quote, and it's a little bit of a lengthy one, but a good one. It is by our Catholic bishop, by Fulton J. Sheen. And if you have been listening to our beautiful programs here on Radio Maria, you will have heard many times testimonies and Bible readings and teachings by Bishop Fulton Sheen. And they're just so beautiful. They're absolutely food for us. And thank goodness that we have them here on Radio Maria to offer to you listeners to be encouraged. So it goes like this. As all men are touched by God's love, so all are also touched by the desire for his intimacy. No one escapes for this longing. We are all kings in exile, miserable without the infinite. Those who reject the grace of God have a desire to avoid God, and those who accept it have a desire for God. The modern atheist does not disbelieve because of his intellect, but because of his will. It is not knowledge that makes him an atheist. It is the denial of God springs from a man's desire not to have a God, from his wish that there were no justice behind the universe, so that his injustices would fear not retribution, from his desire that there would be no law, so that he may not be judged by it, from his wish that there were no absolute goodness, that he might go on sinning with impunity. And that is why the modern atheist is always angered when he hears anything said about God and religion. He would be incapable of such a resentment if God were only a myth. His feeling toward God is the same as that of a wicked man has for one whom he has wronged. He wishes he were dead so that he could do nothing to avenge the wrong. The betrayer of friendship knows his friend exists, but he wished he did not. Curiously enough, it is a fear of how grace will change and improve those that keep many souls away from God. They want God to take them as they are and let them stay that way. They want him to take away their love of riches, but not their riches. To purge them of the disgust of sin, but not the pleasure of sin. Some of them equate goodness with indifference to evil and think that God is good if he is broad-minded or tolerant about evil. So the very souls have of surrendering themselves to the Lord with a cross is an evidence of their instinctive belief in his holiness, because God is fire. We cannot escape him. Whether we draw near for conversion or flee from aversion, in either case, he affects us. If we accept his love, its fires will illuminate and warm us. If we reject him, they will still burn on in us in frustration and remorse. And now, a little prayer for peace and mind, for peace of mind and heart. Eternal Holy God, I come to you burdened with worries, fears, doubts, and troubles. Calm and quiet me with peace of mind. empty me of the anxiety that disturbs me, of the concerns that weary my spirit and weigh heavy on my heart. Loosen my grip on the disappointments and grievances I hold on to so tightly. Release me from the pain of past hurts, of present anger and tension, of future fears. Sometimes it's too much for me, Lord, too many demands and problems, too much sadness, suffering, and stress. Renew me spiritually and emotionally. Give me new strength, hope, and confidence. Prepare me to meet the constant struggles of daily life with a deeper faith and trust in you. Let your love set me free for peace, for joy, for grace, for life, for others, forever. Amen. That is a beautiful prayer, dear listeners, and that is one prayer I keep on my fridge, on my refrigerator in the kitchen. You know, this is an autumn, and for the Americans, our American friends will be celebrating Thanksgiving this month. And here is, and us Canadians have celebrated Thanksgiving, but it is never, it's just an excuse to always remind us that we should be thankful all the time, not just during this time of year. But while it is, I want you to listen to something. It is by a writer by the name of Joyce Rupp. If you look at a sunset, you might only see the disappearance of daylight. If you look beneath, you may see darkness opening the splendor of stars. If you look at illness and disease, you might only see physical diminishment. If you look beneath, you may see it as a teacher bringing you vital wisdom. If you look at a broken relationship, you might see only a harsh ending. If you look beneath, you may see the courageous seeds of new growth. If you look at lost dreams, you might only see the disappointment and doubt. If you look at the death of a loved one, you might see only pervasive sorrow. If you look beneath, you may see that love lives on forever in the heart. If you look beneath, you may see hope woven in the compassionate care of many. If you look at yourself, you might see only tarnished unfinishedness. If you look beneath, you may see your basic goodness shining there. If you look for the divine being, you might see mostly unresolved questions. If you look beneath, you may be astounded at the availability of divine love. Thanksgiving is a time to look beneath our external lives for the unwavering love and the ceaseless peace and the enduring strength that lie in the deep waters of our soul. The more we trust our Lord Jesus and of our existence, the more power of gratitude becomes our song that we sing daily. With what do you struggle today? What might lie beneath that struggle for which you can give thanks? Precious listeners, our time has come and gone, and I ask to bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Have a blessed weekend. I look forward to speaking with you and praying with you next Tuesday here on the Father's Quilt. God bless.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.